We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang, touchdown UCLA.
We are the Mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead.
Welcome to L.A. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Well, an unforeseen start to the season for UCLA football. We're six games in. We've reached a bye. There are six games left, so you never know what can happen in these final six games. And with that, we welcome you in to the Bruin Insider Show with former Bruin legend Wayne Cook, along with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. And look, we get it. None of us really saw this coming. Six games in, one win to show for, and a tough setback over the weekend against Oregon State. And if we could just leave out those first 6 minutes of that game, that would be greatly appreciated, because then UCLA wins. And I have a feeling that we're going to talk about those 6 minutes for more than 6 minutes on this show, and perhaps the defense as well. However, what has overshadowed the offense is getting better, and Austin Burton handled himself well in his first start, so I want to get Wayne's take on Austin Burton from one quarterback to another, and then the bye week, Nick, coming in, and what can actually be solved here in the open date period?
Well, you can't imagine a better time for a bye week than right now. You know, you're going to have a couple less days than you might because you're playing Stanford on a Thursday next week, but time to reevaluate, time to get healthy. The good news is, as you said, the offense is coming together. They looked nice last week with a backup quarterback in there making his first career start. So positive things on that side of the ball. But the defense, man, something has got to change, and it has to change now. And you hope the bye week can help with that. We're also going to have a couple live guests here tonight. Men's soccer, the head coach Ryan Jordan and Milan Olaski, the forward, who scored a school record 5 goals 2 nights ago. Both of them are going to be in the hot seat with us here in a little bit.
And UCLA men's basketball was involved in Pac-12 Media Day today, and we're going to check in and talk about some of the comments from a very fun-spirited Mick Cronin, who had taken over the job about 5 months ago. We're going to hear what he has to say, kind of compartmentalized, if I could speak, what he did and said about the team. But when we return first, we are going to solicit the high football IQ of Wayne Cook to help us understand what the heck happened over the weekend. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Rini Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at LuskinConferenceCenter.UCLA.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Finley with you. And for the football team, guys, an inauspicious start. We're 1-5 and also had an unenviable beginning of this game for UCLA against Oregon State on Saturday. 6 minutes or so in, we were down 21 points, and it felt like it was just some bad dream. And is this really happening? And to say that a six-minute stretch could honestly have the biggest outcome on the game is dumbfounding, but it really did. And we saw mistakes kind of compound on one another. And for what it's worth, though, if you get rid of those first 6 minutes, UCLA wins it. It's a 31-20. They lead the rest of the way. They outscored the Beavers 31-20 the rest of the way. And as I bring in Wayne Cook, first of all, Wayne, thank you for being here. Those 6 minutes, I mean, what was going through your senses in seeing just all of the different errors that the Bruins were making and the challenges they were having at the beginning of that game?
Well, I think I said it on the air. I felt like I'd been punched in the stomach. I mean, it was for me, this was a carryover, though, because I was pretty disappointed in the Arizona game, and I thought we had an opportunity to get a good win. And I really do think that if we had to play even remotely, you know, good football, we would have won. I think the offense that we played against Oregon State would have been good enough to win against against Arizona. So to come out and say, okay, it's Oregon State, and we knew, you know, Matt Stevens and Josh Lewin and myself, we all had watched Oregon State, and they're not the same Oregon State that they were even a year ago. This is a better team. They've got talent. They throw the ball around. But I thought their defense would be, you know, beatable. And then when you get down 21 points, it just put too much of a burden on. And you're pointing it out, Brian. I mean, we ended up scoring 31 points, which to me was probably our most consistent offensive effort of the year so far. I thought it was consistent. It wasn't necessarily overall explosive. I know we had some explosive plays, but we had more long drives in this game that took up a lot of plays. We had better time of possession. I mean, there was a lot of things to be hopeful for, but you can't go down 21 to nothing. We can act like that's like some fake thing, but to be honest with you, the way this team's played so far this year on defense, to give up 48 points is too much. And we've got to do some soul searching and keep trying real hard to find a way to play better on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, well, let's keep talking about that defensive side of the football, because preseason coming in, I think everyone was under the same page that, look, this secondary, you got your starting corners coming back, Quentin Link coming back, and you got a guy in Stephen Blaylock coming back who played a lot down the stretch last season. And this was going to be the strength of the team. And right now, it is not. It is clearly not. And I know that a lot of that has been tied to the pass rush, but that was the case last year too, and UCLA did not give up the pass yardage last year like they have this year. They're giving up 100 more yards through the air this season than they did on average last season. They're 127 out of 130 teams right now in passing defense. And when you see, Wayne, what's going on, to me, I look and I see that they're really picking on the outside. And I know Quentin Lake hasn't been there at safety for the last three games, but it still wasn't great when he was there in the first three games. What are you seeing in the secondary?
Nick, that was a lot of bad stats, man. I like those.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's what's going on.
That was tough to listen to. It's one of those. Listen, it's weird because we've seen Darnay Holmes be good. We've seen Elijah Gates be good. We've watched guys that can play. I'll give you one play in a microcosm of what happened when they ran an out and up for a touchdown. And Matt Stevens and I were saying, man, it was crazy because I was real close to the play and the out was open, where he could have scored in the front side of the end zone. And then when he turned upfield, the up was open in the back of the end zone. And I said, well, usually an out and up, someone has to bite for something to be open. You know what I mean? It's like it was crazy that they could have thrown either play. I feel like, and again, this is not me being coaches' meetings every day and watching film and break down every aspect of it, even though, as you guys know, I watch all these games very closely and I come home and watch them again. I just feel like our DBs are just getting stuck in no man's land. It's like either play tight and risk getting beat or you're just going to keep getting beat, because it seems like they're playing so conservatively and they're afraid of making mistakes to the point to where they're just making mistakes. And I don't know if that makes any sense what I'm trying to say, but, you know, as an athlete, you've just got to go. You got to do your thing. Trust your instincts. Trust how you play. Trust how you practice. And you got to play fast. And it just feels like all year, all we've seen is receivers open. And sometimes it's zone. And I know we talked about pass rush and linebackers and all that stuff. Sometimes it's man too. Sometimes it's just bad coverage. You know, it's weird to think about, but I feel like we're really missing Darius Pickett this year. I think maybe we forget what kind of a leader he was, but that's still no excuse. By this point in time, and you guys talked about the bye week earlier, this should be soul-searching time. When you get a little bit of time off, one, you want to get healthy. But two, I would like to think that every single person, whether you're a star or not, on the defensive side of the ball is competing for a spot to try to hold on to their job. Because this is a defense right now that if you look at our schedule going forward, if the defense doesn't find a way to just play respectable football, it doesn't have to be great, just respectable football, then you're going to have a chance to win games. But if you're still going to be ranked in the 120s, the high 120s, you're going to struggle because we've got the better part of the Pac-12 coming up from here on out.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and specifically, Wayne, the way we defended Isaiah Hodgins in this game. We knew that this guy arguably is the best wide receiver in the Pac-12, and he did not disappoint. He had three touchdowns against us, and I know Nick brought up some stats earlier, but did you realize that we have now allowed more passing touchdowns through six games this year than all of last year? So I think it's 21 passing touchdowns to 19 from last year. And specifically, Wayne, about Hodgins, a lot of one-on-one against him. Finally, it looked like at the end of the game they were trying to double-team him, but you would think the MO would be to do whatever you can to shut down him, because all that Jake Luton was doing by the numbers in the past was continuing to just kind of set him up and make him the focal point of the offense.
Well, if I'm correct, but he had 10 catches.
And yeah, I think for like 123 yards. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else had one or two. So, I mean, there was an emphasis to get him the ball, which makes sense. And I'm a believer in this. If you have a great receiver, he's going to make catches whether you double him or not. I mean, he's just that good. You can bracket. You can do a lot of things. But here, to your point, and I agree with you a little bit, the problem with this year's team is when they sit back in zone, guys are wide open in the windows that zone leaves. And if you come up and play man, we're getting beat. That makes it really, really hard. And we don't have a pass rush. So it makes it really, really hard to play. And then you throw in, like, your best linebacker gets hurt early in the game, and Chris Barnes and, some other people. Andrus got injured in pregame warmups. So, again, but there's no excuses. This is one of those deals where, every single one of these guys that's playing out there, got a scholarship, made the team, has an opportunity to play. And all of them need to own it. And, again, I'm not being mean when I say this. Trust me. I know what it feels like to be playing well and winning. I also know what it feels like to be on teams that are struggling and losing. You still have to own it. I've had to sit in a locker room and take a million questions about why are we struggling so bad as a player, and all you have to do is you just say, hey, we got to get better. I got to get better. And if each player, and this is one of the things that I'm glad to hear, and it sounds like from the coaching staff that nobody's pointing fingers at this point. This team was down 21-0, and they fought back, and as you pointed out, outscored. I know that the second half was a tie, but they won the second quarter 10-6, and then it was, 21-21 in the second half. So they fought back, and they kept getting the game to within 10 points, and it just doesn't seem like they could figure out a way to get over the hump. But I actually like that. If you're going to have a young team that's struggling and you want to have hope for the future, you need to see progress, and you need to see a team that doesn't quit. Because we talked about it a million times. This is a very young team. And the fact that they're not giving up, and the fact that they're still playing hard, even though the results aren't anywhere near what we want, that's still a good sign, because you want players of character. You can't build with players that point fingers and blame everybody else. You can build with a bunch of guys that'll own it and make sure it's on them, and they're going to just tell everybody that'll ask, hey, we got to get better, and they're going to keep working hard. And I think that's the kind of players we have.
Oh, by the way, Chris Barnes, Martin Andrus were not seen at practice this morning. Obviously, we got more than a week till Stanford. But to Wayne's point, let's talk about the other side of the ball and some of the nice things we saw. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree, meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com. Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
Champions are made on the UCLA gridiron, and you too can be part of a winning team at San Manuel Casino. This October, San Manuel Casino is giving away a 2019 GMC Sierra Denali and a Can-Am Spyder F3 Limited every Thursday. That's right. Both of these vehicles will go to one lucky winner each week. To enter, use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines or table games for your chance to win. San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons, and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the Chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for four people to join the Chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. It's Chevy Truck Month. Head to your Southern California Chevy dealer today and get long-term financing on all the new Chevy Silverado, the best-selling full-size pickup in LA. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. Austin Burton had his first career start over the weekend against Oregon State, and he led an offense that accrued 445 total yards. That is the second most number of yards in a game for the Bruins. Of course, there was that Washington State performance that surpassed that. Burton with 236 yards passing. That is the second highest amount of yards thrown in a game for a Bruin quarterback, other than the DTR 507-yard explosion he had in Pullman, in which Nick Cope so eloquently called on the play-by-play. But, Wayne, as we bring you back in here, from one quarterback to another, you saw the poise, the composure that Austin Burton was able to carry himself with. But there's only so much he can do when the other side of the ball isn't really helping out, right? So he comes in, and it's all of a sudden it's 21-0, and he puts out a solid performance for his first career start, but it gets underlooked because the defense and their inability to stop anybody. How would you measure up Burton's performance in this game?
I thought it was very solid. I thought that, you know, I agree with everything you said other than the fact that I don't think it was underlooked. I think most intelligent Bruin fans that watched this game saw a quarterback that battled all the way to the end. I think that one of the things that I think is important here is that, you said it, his poise, his ability to stay calm in the moment. He never looked, because I love to watch quarterbacks when they're getting to play for the first time, and usually you can tell really quickly if they have, you know, not everybody has the talent, but a whole lot of quarterbacks don't have the insides, you know, the mental ability to handle the moment. It's just amazing how some players don't even look good in practice, but when they get in a game, they just have this calm about them where they just go out and make plays. And, you know, I thought he was very poised. I was really impressed with his mobility. And I don't know if any of us, and, you know, I've been out of practice, but practice is kind of fake because they don't hit quarterbacks. You know, you got to see a little bit of, I don't want to get a hit. You know, because most quarterbacks, let's be honest, we don't want to get hit. So we have that game speed, and if you run like you don't want to get hit, that's probably it. I don't think that's scared. I think that's smart. And he had a little bit of that giddy up that, and he took a couple more hits than I wanted him to, but he got out of there pretty quick, and he had a very nice rushing game, which I think helped the offense quite a bit. He also, and I know people have been pointing out that a lot of the passes were short, but I actually thought he threw a couple balls downfield that were very accurate. There was even one that he threw to Dimitrik Felton on a wheel route where Dimitrik probably didn't get his head around quite soon enough, and it was perfect. It may not have looked like that, but and he was covered too. It wasn't even really open, but he threw it in a spot where if Dimitrik maybe would have got his head around maybe a second sooner, it hit him right in the hands. And so he was accurate. He was poised. He showed good pocket presence. He moved around. He kept the ball. I didn't think the exchange on some of those zone reads were perfect. I thought that getting used to a new quarterback is going to take some time, but I was just overall impressed. And I said this earlier, and by the way, we know that Oregon State does not have a great defense, and I'm not, you know, trying to put anybody down when I say this, but consistently moving the ball, having long drives, multiple plays, completing the easy passes, like the little short ones to a back in the flat or Phillips in the flat or a tight end, some of the easy dink and dunk passes that quarterbacks need to hit. I thought he was very good at that. I thought he showed good touch.
Yeah, he completed 66% of his passes, and no doubt this was the most consistent we have seen throughout a full game this offense operate. And I agree with you, Wayne. I thought the pocket presence, once he settled into it a little bit, I thought he took off maybe a little early at the start, but he really felt that a little bit better as the game went along, felt where to step up. There's that pass towards the end of the game. Remember, he stepped up and on the run made a throw over the middle. So now where does UCLA go from here? Because Dorian Thompson-Robinson back at practice today, and according to media reports, taking those first-team reps, Austin Burton looked good. Granted, it's only a game and change. How do you approach this, Wayne, going forward?
Let me just approach this, and I swear I'm not avoiding your question, Nick, because that was like the money question, right? It's like, how do I – I'm going to sit here and talk about something else while I think about a good way to answer that question. But you mentioned the moving up in the pocket and throwing off – throwing kind of on the run and being accurate. I can't tell you how good that was. There's a lot of people that don't – when you start moving forward and you don't get to set your feet and you're – throwing kind of off your wrong foot and you're able to follow through and throw accurately, that shows me a quarterback that's been taught to play this position the right way. So I'll just say that first. I mean, that to me is a guy that's been playing quarterback for a long time, you know, for go all the way back to probably Pop Warner years. And I don't even know if that's true because I haven't researched him that far back, but I'm imagining he's been a quarterback for a long time and he's been raised and trained the right way. And so I that was a great play to bring up. I love that. So what do we do? And here's the deal. And I've said this. I think Dorian is ultra talented. I think he's got every throw. I think he's dealing with a little bit of the and we see it from time to time that he has not been a quarterback his whole life. I still think he has a chance to be really, really good. I think this is going to be a very, very tough decision for the coaches. He can be. To be honest with you, you can have flashes where you're just like, dang, like we saw against Washington State, where you're like, wow, that's a great throw. Wow, that was a laser. Even when he throws the Hail Mary that gets caught on the 2-yard line or whatever, on the 2-inch line that doesn't quite get in by Coda, you just go, wow. But there's more to playing quarterback than that. So here's the deal. I have a feeling, I had this feeling after the game, that if Dorian is healthy as the starter before – you know, and remember, Austin also had a good end of the Arizona game. I think that Austin has shown that the leash probably is going to be a lot shorter if Dorian starts. You know, they lost the game. You know, and as a quarterback, you know, you win or lose. And so if Dorian's taking the first team reps, as you pointed out, and he is going to be the quarterback, the choice, I would say that the leash would be a lot shorter. And that if you come out and you play first quarter and you're struggling a little bit, and again, that's nobody likes to play under those conditions, but everybody that's ever played quarterback has played under those conditions at some point in time in their career. I think Austin, if he isn't the choice to be a starter, I think he's a lot closer to getting on the field, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And, I mean, we've got a lot of time until next week. Chip Kelly talks about how your playing time is earned during training, during practice, you know, during the time in between games. So we'll see what happens in the next week. We still got a couple more things we want to talk about with you, though, Wayne, when we come back. Like Demetric Felton, you know, after only 6 touches a week ago, he gets 20 this week. So how do he and Josh Kelly fit together in the offense? We'll tackle that next here on the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. so confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
UCLA football is here. Make it an unforgettable weekend for Bruin football fans at the new UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel, located a short walk away from the UCLA route or bus that can take you straight from campus to the Rose Bowl without the hassle of driving. Visit lcc.ucla.edu for more information. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley with you. And yes, it is possible, guys, for Demetric Felton and Joshua Kelly to cohabitate on the field at the same time. We watched it in great fashion over the weekend against Oregon State. We saw Felton take the first handoff of the game, and he was a lot of times involved in the slot, and in essence, it sounded like they had to take a tight end out in those situations, but there were a lot of runs to the outside, jet sweeps for Felton. His most epic run, a 75-yard touchdown, an inside zone play, made a man miss and was gone. So as we bring Wayne Cook back in here, it is possible to use both Kelly and Felton, who were beginning of the year dubbed as both running backs, and Chip Kelly had said that this was a one-back offense. But here we go, seeing both of these guys symbiotically work together. But it was interesting, Wayne, because the way they were utilized against Oregon State, a little bit different. You guys mentioned this on the broadcast, that Joshua Kelly was running more in between the tackles and there was not as much success. But then you had Feld, and he was running to the outside and getting a lot more chunk yardage.
Well, there's a whole lot there. And first of all, man, I just you guys know this. I think Felton's a stud. I just, the way he goes from 0 to 60, I mean, is like, you saw it on that run, man. He, once he starts going, he pulls away from people and he gets to top speed so fast, which is not easy to do. He can change directions without losing speed, and his acceleration is ridiculous. Coach Kelly gave a very good explanation, you guys. You know, in the previous game against Arizona, there was a lot more zone, which is different. When it's man, you have a lot of ability to run away from people, and everybody's back's kind of turned, and it's big plays are more available. When you're playing against a zone, everybody's kind of looking at the ball, everybody's looking at the quarterback, and it's just a little bit different, okay? I know people don't always like those answers, and it still was not two backs. It was more of Felton doing things. You know, usually if Joshua Kelly and Felton were in the game, Felton was either at a, you know, like an H-back type position or a slot. It wasn't like they were both standing back with a quarterback. So they were creative. These are plays that I'm sure that have already been in the playbook. It's just that this game, it made more sense. And you know, though, that they made a concerted effort, because you saw it at the beginning of the game. We're going to get Demetric more touches. And, you know, it's not always going to be pretty, but if you give Demetric the ball enough, the one thing that we've seen this year, and going back to the very first game, if you give him the ball enough during the game, he's going to find a way to be explosive in one of those plays. And I'm going to say this too, because I think this is important, because when you look at, there was another player in the game that I'm just so excited about as an athlete. It's Kyle Phillips. That touchdown that he caught, you guys, in the end zone was ridiculous. I mean, it just, from the beginning, it looked like it was a late throw. It was going to be out of bounds. He has some instincts and some natural receiver ability. And he also has quicks, as we saw in that punt return, you know, a couple weeks ago. he's going to be, you've got athletes, and remember, Jalen Irwin can run like the wind too. This team has explosive athletes. Can we get the offensive line to be consistent enough to get Joshua Kelly more than 70-something yards? I want him in the 100-yard range every game. And can we get a quarterback, whichever way we go, that can consistently get these athletes the ball with the ability to run after catch? I've said this all year. This offensive group is talented enough to win football games. Now, I'm not sure about the defense yet because they've struggled so much. But this offensive group has the ability to be really, really good. They've just got to find a way to put it all together. In a 31-point game with Phillips and Felton doing their thing, I think it's a very good start.
Well, you alluded to where I wanted to go, Wayne, with the offensive line, where I feel like we saw a slight regression there from that Arizona game where that running between the tackles was just not there for Joshua Kelly. But as a former quarterback, you've been behind offensive lines. You know, it's a unique position group in that everyone depends on each other. If there's, you know, I've always kind of equated it in military terms where if one part of your unit is flawed, then you're going to have problems across the entire unit. Yeah. You know, what are you seeing out of them right now? Is it physical, mental, or maybe a little bit of both?
Probably a little bit of both. Probably a little bit of young, probably a little bit of inexperienced, probably a little bit of they're just not meshing right now yet. You know, it's funny that you pointed that out because, you know, my junior year, the year that we won a Pac-12 championship or a Pac-10 championship back then, our offensive line was amazing. I mean, we just destroyed people with a running game. And then when we threw, it was great because, you know, we were so good at running the ball. It was just worked out. My senior year, though, we had a whole bunch of injuries, and we were playing some young guys, some freshmen. And, you know, the next thing you know, I'm getting up off the ground the whole game. And you're getting beat up, and the run game's not working, and you're getting sacked. And even when you're not getting sacked, you're getting hit. That offensive line, you know, we love to blame them. We kind of ignore them and talk about the skill players when they're doing well. They're playing well enough, though, you guys. Again, I point this out. You know, when you don't score in the first quarter, nothing. And I know that game was weird with the onside kicks, and you know, which, by the way, was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I was like, I had to ask questions. Like, he didn't use a tee. Does he have to use a tee? I mean, I didn't even know what happened there. But there was so much weird stuff that went on at the beginning of the game. It's almost like we weren't even on the field. And then you finally get going, and imagine if UCLA would have had the ball more in the first quarter. I really believe that they would have scored more than 31 points. I think the offense was there. They just – everything went wrong in that first quarter. So I think that, you know, we can try to find holes, and, yeah, the offensive line's not perfect, but they're never going to be. But if you can keep scoring 31 and up, you know, you're supposed to win some games.
Yeah, no question about it, Wayne. And we're going to talk more about their next game next Tuesday because we've got a bye and we're at Stanford on Thursday. And, Wayne, always bring it on the show. Thank you for joining us on the Bruin Insider Show.
You guys, you're the best. And just let me say this before we leave, and I know we're going to talk about this next week. I hate Stanford. I'm tired of losing to Stanford. I know that Stanford just beat Washington, which irritates me because I was hoping they were going to be bad. But you never know. You know, when things are going wrong, if you can take out the Cardinal, that would make things feel a lot better. So let's have a good week and a half to get ready for this thing.
Yeah, what a morale-boosting win that would be. Thank you again, Wayne. And coming up, UCLA men's soccer sparkling after a lopsided win against San Diego State. The nation's top goal scorer, yes, he's a Bruin, Milan Iloski, along with new head coach Ryan Jordan. They are on the Bruin Insider Show. They're going to hang out with us, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt and pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top five must-haves for tailgating. One, meat. Two, more meat. Three, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
...60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
To Milan, turning. Milan on his left foot, scores! A new school record! Milan Ilaski with 5 goals tonight. Never been done in UCLA history. Well, that was the scene 2 nights ago as Milan Ilaski scored a school record 5 goals. Bruins take down San Diego State 5-2, and we're good enough to be joined by the man of the match, Milan Ilaski, along with first-year Bruin head coach Ryan Jordan. Thanks so much for taking the time, guys. And Milan, you know, what did that feel like the other night?
It was an awesome feeling, obviously. I've been around the program for a while now, and after watching Brian all the years, I know the history of the great players that have played here, especially great forwards. And, you know, to hold that record is definitely an honor and something that, you know, I hopefully can hold it for a while. But, I mean, I think it's something that I can definitely be proud of, my family can be proud of.
Milan, you came into this season with this inner fire. I've been reading some quotes that, you know, you talked about people doubting you and questioning you this season, that it gives you an extra edge, and that you thank all of those people because you weren't on preseason lists and you were, you know, shortchanged, if you will, as motivation. Why is that sense of being belittled been used as such fuel for you this year?
I think that happens for most athletes. I think every athlete in their career gets doubted at some point in time, and I think my whole life I've kind of been like the small kid who's kind of been overlooked, whether it was with the national team when I was younger or whether it was coming into this season where I was in Utah training really hard the whole time getting ready for the season, and then I come in for preseason and see all the lists where I'm expecting now I'm in my junior year to be on these lists in a positive way, and I wasn't, so that kind of caught me off guard and kind of gave me a little extra, you know, motivation to just do better for this team for the season.
I want to bring in Coach here now. Coach, when you come to this team and, you know, see what you got and what you have to work with, how did you evaluate Milan and how he could fit into, you know, this whole thing for you this year?
Well, we knew his qualities in front of goal and as a footballer, and so for us it was how do we use him in the best way and put him in the best positions to do what he does best, and that's put the ball in the back of the net. So when you look at putting teams together, you're trying to get functional pieces in every role on the team, and can you find the optimal role for guys? And his is pretty natural and easy for us.
So ideally for any coach getting a new job, you want to come in November, December, at the end of the year. Generally, you coming in at the end of April, what were those few months like for you as you sprint to get ready for the season, you know, preseason starting in August and the regular season starting at the end of August?
Yeah, the biggest challenges were just trying to round out the roster. We were a few players shy of a full team when I got here in May. And so we had to work pretty hard to try to get 25 guys on the roster so that we could have proper training to be able to do the things that we needed to do to be able to prepare the team week in and week out, and then to be able to compete so that we could have success on the field.
Milan Ilaski and Ryan Jordan, Jordan head coach, Milan top goal scorer, and we're joined by them, part of the UCLA men's soccer team with Nick Cope, Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. Milan, there was a year where you had all three brothers are on the same team, right? That was 2017, if I'm not mistaken. You guys, I think there was a play where it was like one of you scored and then the other one assisted the assist. So like on the stat sheet, it said like, Ilaski to Ilaski to Ilaski. Having three of you guys together brings me back to what it must have been like growing up. Who was the biggest troublemaker of you three brothers growing up?
The troublemaker was for sure me growing up. Yeah. I was the troublemaker. It was more like, so I was always like the feisty one growing up. Eric was the quiet one, and Brian was kind of really shy too, but kind of was the older brother who would kind of pick on us a little bit. But I would definitely try and hold my own and talk a lot of smack to my older brothers, but they would beat me up a lot growing up, like on the field. And I'd play with my dad and my brothers. That was kind of like my fondest memories growing up, but it was always super, super competitive matches. And someone always ended up crying when we were younger, whether it was me or them. If I lost, I'd be crying because I hate to lose, and the same thing for them, where me and my dad would be giving them an earful when we beat them. So that was definitely my childhood growing up. It was incredible to do it. It was a great experience and something that my family is really happy about.
So it sounds like this chip on the shoulder you talk about this season, but it sounds like it's maybe kind of been there for you your whole life in a way.
Yeah,
too.
It's always I've always had like a, I've always had that kind of feistiness to me where my favorite player growing up was Rooney, Wayne Rooney, who kind of has that same edge, and I've always had that a little bit. And Ryan's kind of talked about like controlling it in certain phases. He uses this chart where he talks about like, you know, getting the optimal out of me where I'm not playing angry, but I'm also still have that chip on my shoulder. So I think that it's been there forever because I've always played up with older kids, and I've always played against my older brothers or my dad. So I'm always playing against pretty much adults when I was a little kid. And I've always had to work a little extra harder, I think, to get stuff out of myself.
Ryan, when you play with such driven players with Milan, I mean, when you think of the ceiling of this team, where is it?
Well, it's been fun this year. I mean, we've played, I think last time I checked, we had sixth toughest schedule in America. And so we haven't lacked for playing against top teams. And the fun part about that is that you get to find out how good your group is, and you get to see moments where you can get exposed, which is important as you're trying to grow a team from week to week. If you just play teams that you're better than, you don't have that same developmental curve because you have lots of moments where you're not tested. And so it's been fun with this group to play the Indianas and the Marylands and Washington, who's having a great year, and Northridge, who at the time was undefeated. All of these teams have asked different questions of our group, which means that we get to find the solution all the time. And the thing I've appreciated most about the team is that from week to week, they've continued to try to get better. And I think, we were talking as a coaching staff last week, and I think the players probably felt it. We got better in training last week in preparation for our game on Sunday. And I could tangibly see it and feel it. I think the players probably felt it, and I think it showed up in a game where we put five on the board and felt like we had taken ground with regards to the stylistic implementations and our tactical sharpness. And so I was really happy with that. And we're looking for that to happen again this week.
Yeah, well, speaking of tough tests, you got a big one coming up in two nights on Thursday against Stanford. What does it take to have success against the Cardinal, a team that just seems to not make many mistakes when you watch them?
Yeah, it's probably the best way to describe them. They play in a manner that they put themselves at very few moments of risk. You have to be very sharp in managing and winning the individual moments throughout the game and trying to understand when you get to play the way you maybe want the game to be, but also being able to manage and deal with what they're trying to bring to you. And so if you can do both things, you put yourself in a really good position to get a result. If you switch off, if you don't have the mentality to do it consistently for across the 90 minutes, you put yourself in some challenges.
So Milan, five goals, probably not something you can expect every match, but at the same time, a lot of those goals you got, those three goals you got in the run of play, seems like you guys have really started to establish some nice things in the midfield.
I think, as Ryan was saying, that we're growing every day in training, and something we've always been harping on is with the press playing forward afterwards. And I think that's the thing that helped me the most in that game was I was getting put in great situations by my teammates in the midfield, especially, who were winning balls and looking forward. And if you look at all the goals, it was off a great pass either from Furch or from Matt Powell. And then, so I think, you know, the midfield had a great game playing forward balls. So I think that was a huge part of our success.
Milan, quickly, one of your teammates said that you're one of the best players in the country. Do you feel like you are the best player in the country?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm always going to back myself to have that. And that's also kind of like part of my personality growing up, like with a chip on my shoulder and always working really hard. And, you know, I'm not afraid to talk it because I think, you know, I can back it up. So I think I am the best player in the country, and I want to show that every night. It's not just something where I can just say it, where a game like Stanford, where they're one of the best teams in the country, I have to show up and put something on the table for my team to help us win.
Love it. Well, he's backed it up so far. He leads the nation with 14 goals, also leads the nation with 30 points. Guys, we look forward to the match on Thursday against Stanford at 8 o'clock, also Cal on Sunday at 4 o'clock, part of the weekend. Thanks so much for coming on.
Our pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Milan Olasky and head coach Ryan Jordan here on the Bruin Insider Show. We thank them for their time. When we come back, we got to talk a little basketball. Media day for the men's and the women's teams earlier this week. We'll cover that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, the place to go for unbeatable deals on Chevy trucks, like the best-selling full-size pickup in LA, Chevy Silverado, with extraordinary power and capability to handle everything you need to accomplish, or the midsize pickup that does it all, Chevy Colorado. It's the perfect balance between work and play. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com. Call 844-55-CHEVY for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jammed it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a 3-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Hey, Nick and I are at Plataea, so dine with us at Plataea. Gratuity free, no tips are expected or accepted. Try new seasonal dishes, a handcrafted cocktail during happy hour, or a delicious dessert. Make your reservation today at PlateaUCLA.com. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. Men's basketball had their media Pac-12 day, if you will, the Pac-12 media day, and Mick Cronin was up in San Francisco. Prince Ali was up there speaking to reporters. Alex Olashinsky. And what we really did see, Nick, from the news conference with Coach Cronin is this guy's got a great sense of humor. And he's so likable. And he was asked about the fact that this team was picked 8th in the preseason poll. And I honestly think this could be one of the best things for the UCLA basketball team, because I hope this incites some rage within the players. I hope they want it even more now, because you look at what they say, and I want to see this group of guys, in which Mick has said there's not really one like main figure on this team. They're all going to kind of work together, a platoon, if you will, to to achieve some things that maybe not a lot of people think they can do.
Yeah, I love being picked number eight. It's like under the radar. It is exactly what this team needs right now. And I'm so excited to see what they look like. I think we got the exhibition the last Wednesday of the month here, so we'll be able to see them not too far away now. But it was really interesting listening to him. He is all in on getting on the same page with all these guys and getting all of them to buy him. He was really proud that he got all 10 guys, returning players, back, and that he also got those two recruits that had committed. He also got them to hold those commitments despite a coaching change. He said, the most important thing I can do is be honest and direct with players. And the biggest thing he's worked on the last 5 months is working to create guys who can deal with things, move on, and not hang their heads. And those are just great baseline fundamentals to install. And then when you get into all the basketball things, everything will fall into place.
He also said Sharif O'Neal is too nice of a guy and that he needs to get meaner. So that was interesting. And then Alex Olszynski, during his involvement with the media during the media day, he talked about what it was like practicing in front of Sharif's dad, obviously Shaq, and he says, well, I try not to make a big deal about it, but you don't want to mess up in front of him because he's going to talk trash, of course, in a joking way, but to have icons like that surrounding your program, it's got to really be a great sense of motivation for these players.
Well, Sharif doesn't have to look too far to find someone who can be a little meaner. I mean, his dad is a perfect example of a mean guy on the basketball floor.
UCLA women had their Pac-12 media day earlier in the week, and they were picked fourth. And Jepri Steen talked about the high expectations surrounding this team. Head coach Corey Close said they've brought in some more size and reveled in the fact that this conference has so much depth and talent from top to bottom, and she felt that that is what made the Pac-12 in women's basketball the top-tier talented conference in all women's basketball in the country.
I mean, yeah, UCLA's picked fourth. You're like, who's in front of them? Obviously Stanford, they have been at the top for a while now, but Oregon and Oregon State have really emerged as great teams. You're going to have probably eight teams in the Pac-12 that think they have a shot to go to the NCAA tournament. That's huge. And really excited for the women's season this year, because last year took a little while to find an identity, right? Because Jordan Canada, Monique Billings, two all-timers for this program. They graduate, they go to the WNBA, and it took some time to figure out what this team would become, and they found it. Remember, they won 10 out of their last 12 games to close the regular season. Now they have that identified. They're going to shoot, they're going to rebound well. A lot of nice freshmen coming in, and also a name to keep an eye on, Natalie Chu. She was a starter for Baylor, had to sit out last year due to transfer rules. She can shoot the three ball well, and really excited to see this team in a month's time.
I think you go back to last year, the triple overtime win for the UCLA women's basketball team against Arizona, that vaulted this team forward. They found their identity after Monique Billings and Jordan Canada left, and now they are really starting to come into a groove. And one thing I will say at the end of this segment is that Corey Close has this message, this mantra for her players, and she says, performance equals potential minus interferences. And what she said is that they play so well on the road because they eliminate distractions. And I am so excited to see what this team can accomplish. All right, coming up in our final segment, some final thoughts as we prep you on what is on the docket for UCLA Athletics this week. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-thru oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Champions are made on the UCLA gridiron, and you too can be part of a winning team at San Manuel Casino. This October, San Manuel Casino is giving away a 2019 GMC Sierra Denali and a Can-Am Spyder F3 Limited every Thursday. That's right. Both of these vehicles will go to one lucky winner each week. To enter, use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines or table games for your chance to win. San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for four people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
And we welcome you back to the Bruin Insider Show from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center here at UCLA. Nick Cope, Brian Finley. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Well, imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. You got plenty of action coming up this weekend. Brian, we got two soccer doubleheaders. First one on Thursday, we'll see the women against Colorado beginning at 5, men against Stanford to follow on Sunday, women hosting Utah at 1, and then the men against Cal following that. You've also on Friday got some stuff at the Speaker Aquatic Center, swimming and diving at 2, and then men's water polo against UC Santa Barbara at 7. To get any of your tickets, UCLA.com/tickets. Should also mention, too, for basketball, men's basketball season tickets you can get now starting at $1.49, and then women's basketball season tickets start at $40 as well. And then on Sunday morning, don't forget Dribble for the Cure. Not too late to sign up and get involved. Just go to dribbleforthecure.com. That's Sunday morning. Great way to start your Sunday. All proceeds benefit pediatric cancer research.
And, of course, the football team has a bye week, and they were not in full pads today. They will get a little lift in tomorrow. They'll be back at it on Thursday, off Friday, and then game week starts on Saturday. It's kind of a truncated bye week because they play at Stanford on Thursday, and my goodness, wouldn't it be something if we could get that win on the road?
I know before the season, you looked at the schedule and you looked how Stanford was shaping up to be, and they still haven't played great. You thought this was going to be a great opportunity to get that win.
For producer Trevor Williams, Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, Ryan Reinecke, Craig Robbins, and the rest of our communications staff, Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.